The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout, harass, and entertain.
You start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one's forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great, and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe,
and your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerkers Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Let's get this show started here on a Monday. Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel. We are live asking the question of the day.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Well, I shall endeavor to tell you. Folks, we live in a sad, confused world. It's not enough just to mock it. It's not enough just to point out the errors without proposing what to do about the errors. We'll do it here. And we might even be able to blame Obama in the process a little bit, right?
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire!
Okay, telephone number if you'd like to be on the program today. It's easy to do. Just call me, 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. Email me directly. My email address has not changed. KingDude, KINGDUDE, at MikeChurch.com. Fish website for all things moi is online at MikeChurch.com. Find today's pile o' prep, freshly minted. And a brand new Veritas at Sapienti. I threw you people a curveball today with the wisdom and truth clip quote of the day, because it is taken from the ancient, I guess it's Danish poem, Beowulf. And the reason I took it from Beowulf is to draw the comparison between the monsters of literature and that were written about in literature during the time of Christendom and the cowardly fake monsters roaming our streets today in the form of Dallas cop killers, in the form of Orlando nightclub massacre experts, in the form of San Bernardino Christmas party raiders, and all the others out there that can't possibly have be called courageous, can't possibly be called valorous, can't possibly be called anything other than what we should call them, cowards. And that's what they are. They're cowards, hiding behind weapons, hiding behind the ability to be able to wield a weapon. But you know the question? No one to be able to wield a weapon in a lethal fashion against fellow humans. You know the question that no one is asking? Question that no one is asking about any of this. About the guy about the Muhammad in Orlando, about the black Micah Johnston is the killer. And there's the cop killer in Dallas, about Farouk Saeed in San Bernardino and his wife. You know, it's a question that no one is bothering or no one is asking about any of these atrocities that are all committed in seemingly in the same manner. What's the M.O.? The M.O. is that, like in a video game, weapons are acquired, hatred is acquired, and action is then taken against fellow human beings. And there is no consideration, especially if you read the account that we have in today's Pile of Prep, of one of the Dallas police officers that was executed. It wasn't enough for Micah Johnson to just shoot the guy. Well, we don't know. We don't know which one it was. But it wasn't enough. An eyewitness account says that Johnson, by the way, trained by me and you, and you still don't think that the military-industrial complex is a threat. It is a threat to humanity. Can it protect us from an invasion? I suppose it can. Has it protected us from an invasion? No. Is it being used to protect us from an invasion? No. It's being used to train killers. Your sons and soon our daughters are being trained to kill. We have video games that train them to kill. We have movies that train them to kill. We have abortions going on ad nauseum that tell them that killing is okay. And these people have the audacity to take to the streets and say that black lives matter and now blue lives matter and now this life matters. What about the black lives that are being snuffed out in abortuariums today? What about them? No one asks the question, is all of black life precious, or is just black life that is around and can rap, is that all that's precious? The question is, though, here's the question that we should ask. Ultimately, what's the ultimate cause? As philosophers and as critical thinkers, we must always look for ultimate cause. If you don't look for ultimate cause, you can't possibly propose ultimate solution. Modern man, especially modern American man, tends to look for symptoms. What is a symptom, not what is the actual cause? And the actual cause, it has to be stated, and we can state this unequivocally, the actual cause is the abolition of religion, God, Christ, from public life. It's an abolition, it is the void. What has filled the void that God once filled in Christendom? the Christian civilization, the thing that we marvel at, the architecture that we marvel at, the stories of heroic victories over the Mohammedans that we marvel at, the long, glorious history of thousands upon thousands of saints that are in the canon registry of saints. All the stories of kingdoms. You know, has anyone ever thought, let me throw you another curveball here on a Monday morning. Has anyone thought of when you're raising your daughter, your 10-year-old, 8-year-old, 14-year-old, 8-year-olds, dude, when you're raising your daughter, when we're raising our daughters, what is it that we used to? I don't know if we still do. Some people might. What is it that some people might say that they wish for their daughters to be married to? That they wish for their daughters to be whisked away by? What is it? Who is it? Disney, Walt Disney used to make movies about this, right? Prince Charming. How did he become a prince? What's a prince a creation of? How about knights in shining armor? What's a knight? Why does a knight have shining armor, not just armor? What color horse does the knight in shining armor ride on? White horse. What's white? Symbol for what? Purity. Where did the knight come from? The knight was a creation of what? Christendom. The knight was a creation of what? Orders of men. You know, my old buddy Stephen Klugowitz and I were going to write a book about the Orthodox guide, the guide to gentleman orthodoxy. And in one of the chapters, which I actually have written, I introduced the reader. The reader will note. I introduced the reader to the concept of where we got knights from, and that the knights are all traceable back to men that took religious vows. They took vows of chastity. They took vows of purity. They took vows of, even though they remain lay people, you can't really say that because some of them, like the Knights of St. John, for example, weren't laity. But they all took vows. And when you think knight in shining armor, that is a relic of what? That's a relic of what we're missing today. That's a relic of the Christian world. The teaching of our Lord and the church that defended it and promoted it univocally for 1,200 years, the knight in the shining armor is a relic of that order. That's what's missing today. You're not going to get it back. Rudy Giuliani cannot make you a knight in shining armor. He may be able to dress somebody up like one. He's not going to be able to find one that's going to take the same courageous vow, is going to give himself entirely to the service to the service and defense of others, and is going to go willfully into a battle knowing that he might die because he's rest assured. We talked about this on Friday's show. He is rested assured that his soul is in a state of grace. He's okay with it. No greater gift does a man have than to lay down his life for his friends, right? So Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. I also would, we're going to get into this a little bit here. You know, we're approaching the 500-year anniversary. It'll be 500 years since the debut of Martin Luther on the scene in the 15th or in the 16th century. And I believe it's in October. It'll be in October of 2017, I want to say. Well, our friend Chris Ferrara attends this annual event that they've had for the last decade or so called the Lake Garda Summit. As a matter of fact, when we talked to Ferrara last, he was in Italy. He was at the Lake Garda Summit. And last Friday, Some of the men that attended the Lake Garda Summit released a statement, the Lake Garda Statement, they called it. And in reading the Lake Garda Statement, we find some of an identification of some of the boogeymen and hobgoblins that we are currently possessed of that are running around shooting cops in Dallas, Texas, for example, that are running around perpetrating all these other heinous crimes. Which to them, now think of it like this, and we'll continue to flesh this argument out here today. The people that, the guy, Micah Johnson, when we get into a story here, when he was shooting the police officer who he had shot from a distance and then approached the police officer who was laying on the ground, had been shot once, but it was not yet dead, Johnson then proceeded to pump 3 or 4 more rounds into the downed officer's head to ensure death. Now, at this point in time, ladies and gentlemen, Micah Johnson is not seeing a human being with a human soul. He is seeing an infidel. He is seeing a dog. He's no different from a Mohammedan. This is the problem that all the Black Lives Mattering hashtagging is not going to prevent. People don't see fellow human beings as vessels, to use Chekhov language, vessels, don't see them as vessels for souls, for eternal souls. Then it is possible they may know for and be in close contact with for the rest of their lives. They don't see them. Instead, we see everything materially. So when we talk about the ultimate cause, what's the ultimate cause? Again, what has replaced the order of Christendom? The order of police officers standing in the streets in major cities, forming entire phalanxes of very well-armored and very well-armed-up men, while people are protesting in the streets, chanting slogans that they can't possibly believe. No, few people in the Black Lives Matter movement actually believe that they do, because if they did, they'd be chanting Black Lives Matter out in front of abortuariums. They'd be standing out front of abortion clinics crying, weeping, begging, and pleading for the black women who are about to enter there and about to have their child murdered. Don't do it. Show them pictures. But such is not the case. Listen to this. This is sad, folks. It really is. It's just sad. I'm going to read you the opening paragraph from the Lake Garda Statement. Wait a minute. If I do this, you know, I've never... We have occasion to call out the... We have occasion today to call out the air raid siren as early as it has ever been called out. The warning siren. I don't think we've ever used it in the first. You know, I think the day that that we debuted it, I think we used the air raid siren warning. So this would be the first time it's actually been used. So it's a bit of a novelty. Okay, 16 years later, when the file decides to open.
Warning, warning, Catholic doctrine approaching. Proceed immediately to a truth-resistant shelter. This is not a drill. Warning, warning, Catholic doctrine approaching. Proceed immediately to a truth-resistant shelter. This is not a drill.
This is not a drill. All right, you've been warned. This is not a drill. So the signatories of the Lake Garda Statement are Christopher J. Ferrara, John Rao, the Reverend Richard Munkelt, let's see here, Professor Dr. Thomas Heinrich Stark, and Michael J. Matt, the editor of The Remnant. Our civilization is so sick that even the best efforts to prop up its few tottering remnants manifest the pathetic illness that has step by step brought the entire structure crumbling down. The disease in question is a willful, prideful, irrational, and ignorant obsession with freedom. That's exactly what it is. But this is the malady that gained its initial effective entry into Christendom in union with the concept of the natural world as the realm of total depravity. It is crucially important that we recognize both the ultimate responsibility of this willful liberty for the destruction of our Christian and classical culture as well. And by the way, I'm going to pause here because I make these shows up as I go along. From what culture did Shakespeare arise? Who still reads Shakespeare? Who requires their children to read Shakespeare? Almost all of us, right? Some of the greatest literature ever written, right? What produced Shakespeare? What produced Shakespeare? Christendom, Christian England. That's what produced Shakespeare. Shakespeare was not produced by Romantic Lives Matter hashtags. Shakespeare was not produced by Snoop Dogg. That reminds me, Maggie O'Connell, are you listening? Can you send me the link to the Snoop Dogg video from Saturday that we were watching on Saturday morning, please? Never thought that I'd be quoting Snoop Dogg on a program. Never thought that that the host of Animal Planet would make it onto my church show. you're about to be treated as some Snoop Dogg. So the good, the true, and the beautiful came out of the Christian world. The knight in shining armor came out of the Christian order. Don't you people get this? Don't you understand? There is no remedy to restore knights in shining armor short of restoring the order that under which knights in shining armor were created. I don't know why this is so, why this seems so difficult for people. Back to Ferrara et al. It is crucially important that we recognize both the ultimate responsibility of this willful liberty for the destruction of our Christian and classical culture, as well as the role played by the idea that incarnated it historically in our midst. This is so for two reasons, they write. The first is in order that we may attempt seriously to rid ourselves of their monstrous influence over our minds, souls, and bodies. The second is because a massive attempt to masquerade the truth regarding their real character and practical alliance is being mounted in conjunction with the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's devastating appearance on the public scene in 1517. And this for the sake of maintaining their nefarious impact upon believers and delivering the faith its coup de grace as a meaningful social force. 1517 is not the source of our woe anymore, for that matter, than was 1962 with the opening of the Second Vatican Council. In both cases, spiritual, intellectual, political, and social diseases that had already long hovered about the camp of the saints had by those dates finally coalesced and were ready for injection into the lymphatic system of Catholic Christendom as one mega malady. All of these disorders ultimately reflected a revulsion over the need for the individual and his entire environment to be corrected, perfected, and transformed under the kingship of Christ. With the aid of faith, grace, and reason on the one hand, and social authority, both supernatural and natural, on the other. Anyone in 1516 looking for a simple explanation why he should reject such aids thus had available to him an embarrassment of errors from a myriad of sources indicating that he could do so, and that relying upon his own unguided feelings and will was the pathway to pleasing God. Nevertheless, the conflicted mind of the late Middle Ages clearly needed a figure with the talent and rhetorical venom of a Luther, effectively to inject this mega malady into Christendom. Christian man was too aware of the reality of sin to leap directly into an adulation of individual willfulness. Luther's concept of the total depravity of the individual and the world in which he lived gave every man, that's capital E, every man, the apparently pious excuse for succumbing to the obsession with liberty that was required. By the way, it occurs to me, Snoop Doggers out there, it occurs to me that this this phantasm that's out there, that's out there that we call religious liberty, okay? What's the operative word? We believe in religious liberty in this country. Liberty is the operative word, isn't it? Liberty. Do we believe in religious duty? D-U-T-Y? Do duties go with, maybe even supersede, maybe even come before liberties? In the order of Christendom, they did. Your duty first to the faith, your duty first carry out the teaching of the faith always came before anything that you would do in the material world, with material things, with material beings, always. Today, not so much. So if you're looking for ultimate causes here, then you have to look at what it is here. Think of it like this. Maybe I'm not making sense today, so I'll try again before I continue with the Lake Garda statement. What do you think, Dallas, Texas, for example, should have looked like on the day of the Dallas police killing? What should Orlando, Florida have looked like? As a matter of fact, it was what time? What time of day was it that the maniac went into the Pulse nightclub and began mowing down homosexuals? What time was it? It was Sunday morning. It was a Sunday. Here's a question for you. Oh, Mr. Church, don't go there. Don't do it. Mr. Church, no, don't do it. Don't go there. Well, it's a simple question. We're using the Socratic method. How many of those revelers in that club do you think, or do you suppose, were about to wrap up their frivolities and their mortally sinful engagements so that they could go attend a observance of the Holy Mass? How many? Here, let me give you my estimate.
0.0.
No.
Zero.
What about the rest of Orlando? Will we say that a vast majority of Orlandoans were going to go to some form of a church service on that Sunday? No. Or a majority of any Americans on any given Sunday? They're more ginned up and animated about a football game than they are church. Oh, but don't worry, that doesn't matter. No, Mr. Church, we have to have religious freedom is all that matters, Mr. Church. None of these other things matter. That's where you get all of them wrong. That freedom and liberty is more important. It's an obsession that we have with freedom and liberty. Without any concept, without any homage, that there may be some responsibility involved. After all, continues the Garda statement, late Garda statement, after all, a recognition of man's total depravity seemed to foster such a humble recognition of each believer's personal need to rely solely on God's grace to save him. Of his need to affirm that freedom from enslavement to the despotism of a law built upon both faith and reason that permitted escape from a hopeless and ultimately spiritually arrogant attempt to bend his individual, lifelong, workaday thoughts and actions into conformity with the commands of Christ. It proved to be quite easy over the course of a couple of generations for this negative definition of liberty, a freedom from the supernatural and natural law, to be transformed in the Enlightenment into the means for a positive, new, and redemptive order of things. By the way, those of you that are watching this show on the YouTube, on the YouBoob channel, welcome, first of all. We are nearing the completion of a Roku channel There's a listener out there that's actually working on this. Just thought I'd drop that in. And those of you that may peruse the comment section on the official Veritas Radio Network channel may have noted seen that on Friday last, some libertarian crank had trolled his chirping sectary way into the I think it was Friday's video, I guess. I'm not sure because somebody sent me a link to it and I went and read it and then I responded. Had trolled his way into one of the chat rooms or into one of the message forums and had left this scurrilous message about yours truly being primarily a libertarian, a self-avowed libertarian who promotes libertarian ideals and yet has this monstrous, horrible hang-up about imposing a theocracy and that the two were irreconcilable. I'm reading this going like, does this guy ever listen to this show? Are we talking about the same Mike Church? When have I ever said I'm a libertarian? Never. How many times has that ever crossed my lips?
0.0.
Thank you, Dean Wormer. Just thought I'd mention that. While we're on the subject of liberty, what do you hear the Libertarian Party statement about the Dallas killing? Folks, these thoughts cannot be reconciled. The confusion that modernity has sown amongst the minds of far too many of our fellow citizens is palpable, and it's and from a philosopher point of view, from someone that would look at this from the point of view that there is an alternative, it's repulsive. It's sickening. We'll get into it as the show progresses here today. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. We are live. It's today is Monday, the 11th of July, 2016. I'll prove it to you. And it's just a little 35 past the hour of 8. Back to the Lake Garda statement, which I think sums up the modern mad world in which we live. If you're looking for an answer, if you're looking for reasons how and why the violence, among the civil violence and discord that's all around us these days, why I say, I predict it's not going to decrease, it's going to increase because the seeds have already been planted. The only way that it's not going to increase is by a divine act of intervention. In short, it did not take long for the freedom of depraved man and depraved nature from the restraints of a supposedly impossible law in the name of an openness to unmerited grace to be seen as the providential tool for molding unbridled human thoughts and actions into the building blocks of a new age of gold. In other words, the more that a freedom from restraints actually ensured that the sinful passions of mankind were all released in order to allow flawed individuals to become truly, totally depraved. Congratulations, Luther. Nice job. The more that same depravity was now looked upon as something intrinsically good and even pleasing in the eyes of God. Again, under what order did knights in shining armors come from? Where were they established to come and rescue our daughters? Under the order in the age of Christendom. Under what order do fairy tales like Snow White, for example, or Cinderella? Oh, I'm sorry. You know, we may need to remake all Disney films, too. All children's movies into transgender movie titles. We may need to do that one day here on this show. It wouldn't be Cinderella, then. I'll go first. It'd be Cinderfella, right? Cinderfella. Back to Ferrara et al. Unfortunately, this logical but sick development of freedom has not assured the dignity of man. Rather, it has led to nothing other than the triumph of the strongest irrational and materialist wills. Sad to say, it seems absolutely certain that many of our ecclesiastical leaders are turning 2016 and 17 into a year-long paying to the errors of Luther and what the great English church historian Philip Hughes tells us lay behind them for centuries. Quote, all those anti-intellectualist, anti-institutional forces, all the crude, backwoods, obscurantist theories bred of the degrading pride that comes with chosen ignorance. The pride of men ignorant, unable to be wise except through the wisdom of others. In face of this chorus of undeserved praise, it is our duty. And then they give three things. I won't bore you with the pledge, the three tenets of the pledge, but go to MikeChurch.com and you can read it for yourself. Today there's a blog post up there by yours truly from yesterday, 844-527-8723. What does this have to do with the killings in Dallas? What does it have to do with the killings in Orlando? What does it have to do with the madmen that are roaming our streets right now? Look, I'm watching Fox News and CNN simultaneously. There is as good a chance that today as there was on Thursday last and on two Sundays ago, that sometime in the during the course of this broadcast, live breaking news is going to come on that television, and we're going to be regaled about another mass murder. About some other maniac, some other homicidal maniac is taken to the streets and has begun taking and mowing down a more innocent life. We won't be shocked by it. We won't be surprised, even though people claim that they're shocked. Are they really? Again, if black lives mattered, if blue lives really mattered, what about the future police officers that are going to be taken out today in abortuariums? What about them? Dallas shooting suspect stated that he wanted to kill white officers. This is as shocking a statement as any that you will hear today. Again, when you break people down and start classifying them by race and then saying that you want to kill them, you have done what? You have not acknowledged their human dignity. They have no dignity. There is none. This is why the culture of death is so dangerous, folks. Dallas cops have identified Micah Johnson as the lone shooter. He was an Army reservist. That means you and I paid to have this maniac trained. Got that? Understand that pro-war, pro-bomb, bomb, bomb, kill, 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 may Americans. This is one of your guys. Well, Mitter Church, you can't make a blanket statement like that. We don't train them to kill civilians. Yes, you do. You train them to kill civilians, non-combatants in Iraq. You train them to kill non-combatant civilians in Yemen, non-combatant civilians in Afghanistan. You most certainly do train them to kill civilians. Why do you think so many of our boys come home with PTSD and can't deal with what it is that they've done? Why do you think the suicide hotlines are clogged up? The number increases every year. The military maintains its own suicide hotline. Go look at the statistics. They go up every year. Why? Why are so many young men that served and went off to war, a war that many of you people think is, well, we got to get over there and fight them over there, Mac. I got my Pledge of Allegiance. I got my American flag hat, American flag T-shirt. We're good. No, we're not. Young men are being trained to kill civilians. Deal with it. Drone operators are dropping bombs on weddings. You don't think there's a civilian there? As a matter of fact, I challenge you. You people that are fleeing for the off button right now, go ahead and click it off. Go get your Beck or your Talk Radio Mafia worship. And before you go, remember the name Jeremy Scahill and the movie Dirty Wars. Go watch it. Go watch it. One of the few documentary Oscars that was actually earned and merited was when Scahill won it for best documentary film 3 years ago. Go watch it. Here's an even better one. Watch it and disprove it. Watch it and shoot holes in Scahill's journalism. Go ahead, try. Try. We're creating Micah Johnson's right now. Unfortunately, The shooter, 25-year-old Micah Johnson, an Army reservist who served in Afghanistan, was killed after lengthy negotiations with officers during which he articulated anger at recent police killings of African-American men and told negotiators, quote, he wanted to kill white people, especially white officers, close quote. The shooting, in which two civilians were also injured, marks the deadliest assault on police since the 9/11 attacks and threatens to plunge the already fraught discussion over race and policing in America to new depths of discord. Have you noticed that the protesters, that it's not just black people that are in the streets protesting for Black Lives Matter? Have you noticed who else is standing side by side? That's right, your daughters, my daughters, our sons, your sons. They're coming from middle class to upper middle class families. They're out there, and this is what has replaced God in public life. Black Lives Matter is part of the civil religion now. White Lives Matter is part of the civil religion now. Blue Lives Matter is now part of the civil religion, because there is no actual religion. The actual religion is because it's become so jaundiced and so atomized that it can't be understood by very many people anymore. You know why? Because it's hard to understand it. It's hard to conform your mind to the reality that living in a modern world is going to require you, if you're going to try to live in a state of Christian ethical grace, it's going to require you to do some heroic things. Among them, become unpopular with your secular buddies. They're not going to like you very much if you start quoting magisterium to them. Trust me, I know. Detectives uncovered bomb-making material. Now, listen to this. This is what they found in his house. Now, here's a question for you. What was found in Saeed Farouk's house? Answer, bomb-making materials. More munitions. Okay. What was found in the nutbag, the Orthodox Muslim that shot out the Orlando nightclub? Ammunition, stuff to make bombs. What's found in Micah Johnson's house? Ammunition, stuff to make bombs. What are you going to do with a bomb in an American city? You're going to do what? You're going to kill indiscriminately civilians, non-combatants. Don't tell me that ordering young men and training them with no just war theory and no just war teaching whatsoever in the art, the sick, black, twisted, diabolical art of killing non-combatants doesn't have an impact. Look, the Mohammedans have been doing it for, 1,200 years now? I mean, we're late to the party, but hey. The attack in Dallas followed the two police killings. Barack Obama in Poland for his last NATO summit condemned the vicious, calculated, and despicable attack. Blah, 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 blah. In Dallas, Police Chief David Brown told reporters that the shooter appeared to have opened fire from an elevated position above the march and deliberately targeted police officers at around 9 p.m. Three suspects had been held in custody, but authorities provided mixed information about their importance to the investigation. Spokesman Rawlings said the shooter had opened fire from the same building, but had moved levels at various points. He said around 20 people in the crowd were dressed in protective equipment and with rifles slung over their shoulders. Did you get that? He said around 20 people in the crowd were dressed in protective equipment and with rifles slung over their shoulders. When they started running, we started catching, and that's when we started to interview them. It was only later, as we started to unravel this fishing knot, that authorities realized a single shooter had opened fire. The shooter was later holed up in the second story of a downtown garage and entered into negotiations that lasted for several hours, during which he also opened fire on officers. Brown told reporters in an early morning news conference, quote, this is Chief Brown, the suspect said he was upset about Black Lives Matter during the negotiations. He said he was upset about the recent shootings. He said he was upset at white people. You see all this racism and all this talk of racism? Do you see what it gets you? Does it solve anything? No. Why? Because you're not looking at ultimate causes. Again, racism is a mortal sin. It is mortally sinful to engage in the activity of passing judgment upon people based upon the way that they look. whether or not they're disfigured from disease or whether or not they're of a different race or sex from you. That's not the way that a Christian is supposed to look at the at things. They're supposed to look at fellow human beings. When you see them as the men of Christ in them saw fellow human beings, as fellow souls, and as all struggling to enter in through the narrow gate into eternity, well, then you have a different perspective of this. We don't have that perspective anymore. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number if you'd like to be on the program today. I'd love to talk to you about this. I can't be the only one that has something that they wish to say about the shootings in Dallas and the subject matter of today, which is what's the ultimate cause? I've given you the ultimate cause. It was just sporadic shooting, lots of bullets. I didn't know who they were shooting at, but there were lots of bullets. I skipped the part. Police estimated that about 800 protesters and 100 cops were at the rally. Charles Wilson, a 55-year-old Dallas resident who was present at the rally on Thursday night, said he was close by when the shooting started. It sounded like firecrackers, but it wasn't firecrackers. It was bullets. And the cops started saying, "Go the other way, go the other way." He told the Guardian newspaper, "It was just sporadic shooting, lots of bullets. I didn't know who they were shooting at, but there were lots of bullets." Police estimated at least 12 officers discharged their weapons during the firefight. On Friday morning, about 11 hours after the shooting began, a large swath of downtown Dallas, close to Dealey Plaza, where John F. Kennedy was assassinated in 1963, was closed off with police blocking roads and helicopters circling overhead. At a vigil in the city's Thanksgiving Square, local faith leaders called on the city to unite and pray together. I'd like to pray you a local faith leader. Would you like to hear him? His name is the Pastor Jeff Dunn. Oh, folks, boy, howdy. I was telling Mark Cresens earlier today, this guy was here. Let me play you what religious liberty and religious pluralism has gotten us. This guy is dressed in a mock. I say mock. It's blasphemous. He's dressed in what looks like and could be mistaken as vestments of a Roman Catholic priest. And he has a megaphone in his hand. And this is about 10 minutes before the shooting began in Dallas on Thursday night. Take a listen.
"But I'm going to channel an old preacher that I admire tremendously, Jeremiah Wright.
Yeah!
And I'm going to say, God damn white America. God damn white America. White America is a lie. I'm sick of the bodies of black and brown people being slaughtered in our streets.
Blah, 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 blah. G.D. White America. And you marvel that there are dead white people in the street, you fanatic maniac? This guy has the unmitigated gall and audacity to proclaim himself a pastor, for heaven's sake. Oh, but don't worry. He's one of 38,000 flavors. He's one of 31 flavors from Baskin-Robbins. Choose your faith. This is the error. Understand, you can deny it all you want. This is the error. Capital T, capital E. We can write a freaking book about it. Wait a minute. A book already has been written about it. It's called Liberty, the Guy That Failed. I don't blame you, folks. I wouldn't call me today either. Who wants to weigh in on this kind of this kind of a conversation, right? Mitter Church, you're too over the top. People can't handle the truth. That's right. A neighbor, Joanda Alexander, said that she met Johnson once about 5 or 6 months ago when he came around to complain about her daughter saying she was messing with his mailbox. She said that he was polite when he came. When he came, he didn't come aggressive, just real gentle, and he seemed real nervous. Alexander described the area as a nice, diverse place. Johnson, an enlisted U.S. Army reservist, deployed to Afghanistan in November of 2013 and served there until July of 2014, according to his service record. You know, I thought honor and virtue was taught in armies, folks. We got any army guys out there? You don't think that teaching young men to mow down civilians and non-combatants has not had an impact on teaching them to be virtuous young men, as Stonewall Jackson, Ulysses S. Grant, Robert E. Lee were taught at West Point in the 1840s? For heaven's sake, what does it take to communicate this to people? By the way, here, let me interject some sanity from an unbelievable place into this discussion. Here, I'd like to play this clip for you that I, hold on. This is Snoop Dogg.
Came here today in peace and love to get a nice dialogue with some of these, you know, police.
Now, let me just set this up.
We came here today in peace and love.
I said pause, stupid. My daughter tells me, Dad, did you see what Snoop Dogg said about the Dallas killings? I said, no, I don't follow Snoop Dogg, child. You might actually like this. Snoop Dogg actually attended a rally on Saturday in downtown Los Angeles. Now, I only played, this is not an endorsement of Snoop Dogg. I haven't become a Snoop Dogg fan all of a sudden here. However, Snoop Dogg actually says something or actually did something constructive on this. Now, it's certainly not, what's the term? It's certainly not graceful with a capital G. However, that doesn't mean that it doesn't have any use.
We get a nice dialogue with some of these, you know, police officers. The mayor's here. We didn't even know this was going to happen, but it's happening.
Right.
We're here to show support for these police officers that's getting, you know, into the field or whatnot, and just trying to get some dialogue with them so that way when they hit the streets, they know that we just like them. We okay. We can communicate.
Hate us, not today.
Not today.
Hunt us, not today. Hunt you, not today.
There you go.
Together.
Peace, unity.
Peace, unity.
I'm here for peace and equality. I'm here for the same reasons
the
that
game.
People before me came here. I just want a unified front for all races. You know what I'm saying? And one race, the human race. I want us to reintroduce ourselves to the LAPD and the LAPD to have an opportunity to look us in our eyes and reintroduce themselves, you know, to us, so that there's no hatred on either side, and that love is reciprocated from here to New York and back, because America is torn, and I like to put a band-aid on that.
Now that's quite remarkable. That is quite remarkable. Now, what did you just hear? Coming from Snoop Dogg and a rapper called The Game. Hey, do we have The Game's greatest hits on CD in the other room? Christopher, can you pull your personal CD collection up and play me some Game rapper? You are a fan of The Game, though, aren't you?
What game?
The Game.
What's The Game?
The Game is the name of the rapper, dude. Come on, get with it.
I don't keep up with that. That's why I didn't know what it was.
Got it. What did you just hear, though? It was a call for what? Community. Here, what Snoop Dogg said, I can't believe I'm quoting Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg's making more sense than Trump. Snoop Dogg making more sense than Hillary. What Snoop Dogg said was, we are here to introduce, and what The Game said, we are here to reintroduce ourselves to the LAPD and give them an opportunity to reintroduce themselves to us. You can only do that in a community, folks. You can't do that in a blobistan of America. Now, you could do it in communities across America. Anyways, I told the daughter I was going to play the clip today, and she didn't believe me, so there. You owe me whatever it was that we wagered. Hey, it's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. You can't tell me, after all this, that some of you are not champing at the bit to talk about this. Here's my telephone number. It's why we do live talk shows here on this channel, 844-527-8723. And if you like what you're hearing on the Crusade channel today, why not support our Crusade and become a Founders Pass member today and gain instant streaming and download access to every episode of this show and all the others on the Crusade channel, including today's brand new episode of Reverse Deception with Greg Carpenter and the Mark Kreslin Show. You get them all of them. You can subscribe to the Founders Pass for as little as 23 cents per day, and you can also choose between a monthly or yearly membership. And during July, for every yearly membership, we'll ship you an autographed copy of Humility of Heart, signed by the new editions editor. That'd be me, yours truly, and it don't cost nothing. We'll send you the book for free. As a matter of fact, we shipped over 40 copies of Life of Washington out last month to new members who signed up. Look for your Life of Washington books to be arriving via the mail any moment now, if not having already arrived. And now we're shipping out new signed copies of Humility of Heart. But wait a minute. The premium gift giving doesn't stop there. We got a special free gift of beautiful handmade wooden kitchen cutting boards from our sponsor, McClureBlock.com and McClure Tables. So it's a beautiful, beautiful cutting board. Value $120 to $150. Yours free as our gift when you become a founding father, a crusader, member to the Founders Pass, or make a $500 crowdfunding contribution. Please join our crusade today and become a Founders Pass member by going to veritasradionetwork.com/join or call 866-483-3833. That's 866-483-3833. Back to the story. Three of the dead officers have been named in local reports as Brent Thompson, 43, a Dallas-area rapid transit officer. That's a DART. Dallas police officers Patrick Zamaripa and Michael Kroll. Some of the seven injured officers were in serious conditions. The two civilians wounded, including Shatamia Taylor, who was shot in the leg while attempting to protest with her sons. Her injuries were not light. I don't care what Clinton or Trump said. There was another part of the story that I wanted to get to here. Chief Brown, the Dallas police chief, echoed calls for unity. All I know is that this must stop, this divisiveness between our police and our citizens. He described officers who responded to the attack as some of the bravest men and women I know. We do not feel much support these days. Let's not make today most days. We need your support to protect you from men like these. John Lewis, a U.S. congressman and former civil rights leader, said the week's events underline how, quote, the scars and stains of racism are still deeply embedded in American society. Wait a minute, it's a black guy shooting white people. So obviously, racism is a two-way highway. It's not a street anymore, it's a superhighway. The Texas governor, Greg Abbott, sent a statement that his thoughts and prayers were with the families of those officers had been shot. You know what you never hear, though? Governor Abbott, where is your true faith, sir? You pray for the repose of the souls that were that left their earthly residence. That's the proper way to put this. We have no leaders that are even capable or have the courage of their own alleged faith to say what ought to be said after killings like this, or after any death for that matter. And I was reading this earlier, and I can't recall where I saw it at, but one of the eyewitnesses saw that one of the cops that was shot by Johnson, by Micah Johnson, that he approached the cop that was shot, survived the first shooting, and then Johnson walked over to him calmly and then emptied three or four more shots into the officer's head to make sure that he was dead. And the witness said that he was it wasn't a shooting. It was more like an execution of what he witnessed. Now, again, I say to you, How is it possible that young men are capable of doing this? How is it possible that human beings can walk into nightclubs and just indiscriminately start shooting, mass shooting 50 people? Some of them selected by hand. Why? Because they fit a certain profile. Are these young men seeing anything other than atoms? Anything other than what the material world says is being presented to their eye? No, they're not. They're seeing nothing more than flesh and bones. And there is why the ultimate cause has to be corrected. And the ultimate cause is that these men and these young, and unfortunately, there are women out there, our daughters out there that are being taught the same way, are being taught and sensitized in a culture that teaches them that death is okay. There's no such thing as killing people is okay. There's no such thing as sin as long as you buy a puppy and you're not going to have to atone for what it is that you do in this world in the next. I know it makes me sound like a broken record, but folks, it's not any more difficult than that to explain. Now, finally today, in regards to this, how many of you have read recently, maybe, the ancient Gaelic poem or Nordic poem, Beowulf? So there was a 2011 or 2012 Beowulf and Grendel, right? Gerard Butler, I think, was in it. Yeah, Christopher's telling me yes. Now that was the one that was kind of half animated, half filmed, right? Angelina Jolie played the queen. Yeah, Christopher's nodding, right? It was actually pretty accurate. The story is pretty accurate, according to the poem. My point about this, and I'll get into this after a brief time out here. My point about bringing Beowulf up is this is the difference between our culture and the culture of Christendom, which either A, you're not understanding, and either you're screaming and shouting at your Bluetooth phones, or you'll be screaming and shouting at the rebroadcast later on today. Because you're not understanding what my ultimate point is, or what the point I'm trying to get across here is. Or B, you are nodding your head in approval and have nothing to say about the matter, which I cannot imagine that all of you listening right now, all thousands of you that have been listening since the start, not one of you has anything to say or add about this. Wow, that's really shocking. So it's two possibilities there. So let me try to hone this thing down. Let me try to make the point. Beowulf is a poem that was written as sort of cautionary tale and also as what we would call horror today. It's a horror flick, basically, a horror novel. Who was it meant to scare? What people was Beowulf meant to scare? You know what? I'm not even going to answer the question. That's the trivia question for the day. You want to exit stage right, T-shirt, free of charge. You got to pick your phone up. You got to call me at 844-527-8723. And you have to answer the question on the Crusade Channel airwaves. What's the over and under that we can give away the exit stage right T-shirt, which you can find in the Founders Trading Post right now at MikeChurch.com. 844-527-8723. What people, be specific now, was Beowulf written to scare to the bejesus belt? 844-527-8723. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. Yes, that's a trivia question. Part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio and Beowulf the way it should be.